any place where adults care for babies or young kids is a chance for early childhood education. So says Melissa Rooker. She heads the Kansas Children's Cabinet, a group of appointees that helps figure out how best to spend money on early childhood.
We actually would like to begin to blur the lines so that we don't think of daycare versus preschool.
When adults in those settings do a good job, kids thrive. Their little brains grow as they should. And the effect is so stunning, researchers say, it helps more of them eventually finish high school, get better jobs, particularly for kids who grow up in poverty. Kansas wants loads more families to have access to early childhood education, the right kind, like what you see in Coffeyville, where kids pick up motor skills and words through play and story time. For the 3 and 4-year-olds in Alicia Weimer's preschool class, there's plenty to learn just at breakfast. Today, the kids are walking with their food on trays, like the ones they'll see at elementary school. They've got their applesauce, they're sitting down again. Next challenge, fork, knife, or spoon. A few kids are trying forks, and it's not going too well.
What silverware should we use for applesauce?
A fork and a knife.
Try the fork and tell me what happens.
Weimer lets the kids piece things together. She gives hints, but doesn't do all the work for them. That's what education experts like to see. And here's something really important about Coffeyville's preschool. It's free, and it's got enough room for almost every kid in town whose parents want it. That's no small thing in a county where most children come from low-income homes, and a fifth live in poverty.
So it's been a systemic generational poverty, and so we're really trying to fix that with our 3 and 4-year-olds.
That's Coffeyville Superintendent Craig Correll. He says preschool also makes it easier for parents to keep bringing home paychecks.
So it's also a workforce development issue. If you don't have these opportunities in your community, then your parents don't have very many options.
So, how did Coffeyville come up with the money for its early learning center? Businesses pitched in, and donors with deep pockets. Every year, the school district splices together state grants and Head Start dollars. But getting to where they are today took years, and there aren't enough of those grants for every school district. So there's no super easy path, and Kansas officials aren't pushing for state-funded universal preschool, the approach that, say, Oklahoma took. Here's Rooker again from the Children's Cabinet.
We can't depend on an answer coming entirely from state budget or federal budget. This is a problem that will need to be tackled with some creative options.
Last year, Kansas got a federal grant to just figure out how big the gap is and explore the options. That could translate into a push for more funding or streamlining public programs so it's easier for schools to mix and match. Kansas officials will unveil their recommendations later this year. But if Kansas doesn't plan to spend enough to help everyone at once, experts recommend prioritizing the poorest kids first.
I think you can make a very strong case based on the evidence. It isn't that there are not adequate returns to investing in all of the kids.
Stephen Barnett founded the National Institute for Early Education Research at Rutgers University. And he says, if you really want impact with limited funds, don't just spread out those dollars to low-income families across the state. Find the neighborhoods and towns with the biggest concentrations of poverty and start there.
That's your biggest bang for the buck.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepsen in Coffeyville.